At bus stations in many American cities, you can find homeless people, drifters, panhandlers, the down and out. Many aren't actually taking the bus anywhere, but for those who are, the trip can sometimes represent a new start. Producer Dan Collison has two such stories picked up as he traveled across the country aboard a Greyhound bus.
Okay, my name is Eddie. My call sign is the Tramp in the Camp. I'm coming right now from San Antonio, and I'm going to Fort Worth to visit my mother for the first time in 10 years.
Eddie sits against the wall at the Dallas Greyhound station. He's wearing a camouflage hat and jacket, a scraggly beard, and his fingers are stained with nicotine from the non-filter cigarettes he chain-smokes down to the very ends. He's 27 years old and says he hasn't seen his mother since he left home when he was 17.
I've basically spent the last 10 years just being a derelict. I guess I'd like to say I'm an alcoholic, but I'm not. I'm actually a drunk. But I don't steal, and I don't have to lie.
Eddie says he ended up on the streets after a couple years of college.
I had to quit that college. It was interfering with my drinking.
He's eaten out of his share of dumpsters, works an occasional odd job, but supports his drinking habit mostly by panhandling.
I don't know what the future holds for me. I'm hoping to get cleaned up and get a job and get on my feet and maybe only drink beer in the evenings after work instead of waking up in the morning with a jitter, shaking and needing a drink. I've been to treatment centers several times, been through the 12-step programs, but you gotta want it. It's not for the people that need it, it's for the people that want it. You have to want to quit, and I really don't want to quit drinking. So I don't.
Jessica says she wants to quit drinking. She's a shy, pretty 14-year-old on her way back to her home in Kingman, Arizona, after a week in an alcohol rehab center in Flagstaff.
It's really hard to admit it to people that you're an alcoholic, because you don't want to admit it to yourself.
Jessica waits in the middle of the Flagstaff Greyhound station, backpack on her shoulder, wearing a baggy white t-shirt. Her mother, Norma, stands next to her.
I got six kids, and this is not my first time around with the drug and alcohol thing. So it's just kind of a do what you gotta do, help your kid get straight, get on the right track.
Her oldest son ended up in prison. Jessica, her youngest, landed in juvenile detention after getting into a fight with a police officer who was questioning her about burglarizing a friend's house. That incident, the drinking, and a suicide attempt led to the treatment center in Flagstaff.
It was just everything, and especially when I was drunk, it's like everything got to me. And
be more specific. What's everything? What was going on?
I don't know.
It wasn't cool.
I just didn't feel... I hated myself. It was like people would say something to me and I take it so personally, and then I think about it, and then when it's like when you're drunk, you think about things more, your mind's more open, and so when you think about that kind of stuff, it makes you really depressed, and then you just want to die.
After the week in rehab, Jessica says she's looking forward to the future. She'll be a freshman in high school and says one day she wants to work with troubled young people like herself. Her mother's goals for her are more modest.
I learned that it's not good to have expectations, because I think that's part of the fall, was that we all expected her, because she was a straight-A student, very beautiful, very smart, sharp, intelligent. And then for her to choose to go another way, it was like we all fell apart over it. You know, it was like, this isn't what we expected, but then I had to realize it wasn't fair to make expectations of her life, you know, and allow her the chance to screw up too and learn from her mistakes and stuff. So now I just want her to be happy and not dead.
We're headed down to Kingman, Arizona now.
They board a westbound bus and wind down through pine-covered mountains to Kingman and the desert.
Between here and Kingman, Arizona, we drop about 3,500 feet in altitude, so your ears are going to pop.
Jessica takes some snapshots out the window, plays with her computer game, and writes in the journal she's been keeping since she went sober just 1 week ago.
I love the rain, but rain brings pain, brings back my sorrow until tomorrow. My mind will play with clouds of gray, because rain of tears brings back my fears, and thoughts of dread ring through my head. but tomorrow's sky won't make me cry. So I wait again for you, my friend. I wait for you in skies of blue. That's all.